Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gerald Williams. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Nilsson. Batting fourth. The DH, John Jaha. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mark Newfield. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jeff D'Amico. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Norton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Danny Darwin. And now, play ball. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Zerillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Durham hits a line drive into left field. Newfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cameron strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball four. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norton hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jaha takes first base on ball four. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Burnitz hits a line drive towards first. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Jaha moves to second. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Newfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Jaha moves to third. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darwin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jaha scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Loretta hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fabregas hits a line drive into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to second. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron hits a pop-up into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Matheny reaches second base with a double. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Cirillo hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jaha strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Newfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Newfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 2, White Sox, 2. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Loretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Norton is 0 for 1 in the game. Norton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Norton reaches third base with a triple. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Newfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Norton tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fabregas is 0 for 1 in the game. Fabregas hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matheny is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Matheny hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Cirillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matheny moves to second. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Jaha, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Matheny moves to third. Cirillo moves to second. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martinez. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Matheny scores. Cirillo scores. Jaha moves to third. It's 4-3, Brewers. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Newfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0 for 2 in the game. Cameron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Valentin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Valentin hits a pop-up towards third. Norton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Loretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Loretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Matheny is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Matheny hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards right. Martinez chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Martinez. Loretta moves to third. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Loretta scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Brewers. Chuck McElroy now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nilsson hits a line drive into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Norton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Norton strikes out. One out. Angel Miranda now pitching. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Martinez is hit by the pitch. Baines moves to second. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fabregas is 0-for-2 in the game. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Martinez moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson fields the ball and throws to Miranda covering. Safe. Baines scores. Martinez moves to third. Fabregas moves to second. It's 5-4, Brewers. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to home to get Martinez. Fabregas moves to third. Guillen moves to second. Two outs. Bryce Flory now pitching. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Fabregas scores. Guillen moves to third. Durham moves to second. It's Brewers, 5, White Sox, 5. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Flory. Guillen scores. Durham moves to third. It's 6-5, White Sox. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cameron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Jaha hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 6, White Sox, 6. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnetz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnetz takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sime is now pitching. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Newfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Newfield hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Burnetz moves to third. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin strikes out. 1 out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a line drive towards short. Dean catches it and throws to first to double up Newfield. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Fetters now pitching. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Bell moves to second. It's 7-6, White Sox. Greg Norton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Norton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Norton bunts towards the mound. Fetters fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Baines moves to second. 1 out. Ron Villone now pitching. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez is walked intentionally. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fabregas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Jesse Levis pinch hits for Mike Matheny. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Levis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jesse Levis now catching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Dean takes first base on ball four. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Dean moves to second. Doug Jones now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Durham is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dean moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Newfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dean tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-6, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cameron. The throw from Levis and he is safe. Cameron steals second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newfield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Newfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.